This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Combination immunotherapy with radiation shows promise in hormone receptor positive breast cancer. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a randomized phase 2 trial published in Nature Medicine, June 2026, has demonstrated that combining durvalumab, an immune checkpoint inhibitor, with stereotactic body radiation therapy, SBRT, produces encouraging clinical responses in patients with early-stage estrogen receptor-positive, HER2-negative, ER+HER2- breast cancer. The NeoCheckRay trial represents a shift toward combining targeted radiation with immunotherapy in hormone receptor-positive disease, a subtype historically considered less immunogenic than triple-negative breast cancer. Key takeaways: durvalumab combined with SBRT showed clinical benefit in ER+HER2- breast cancer, including patients with PD-L1 negative tumors. The addition of oleclumab, an anti-CD73 antibody targeting an immunosuppressive pathway, was evaluated as a potential enhancer of immunotherapy response. This trial addresses a treatment gap in hormone receptor positive disease, which has fewer approved immunotherapy options than triple negative breast cancer. PD-L1 status did not limit response to durvalumab SBRT combination, suggesting broader applicability across molecular subtypes. Study at a glance. Encouraging clinical responses observed when durvalumab was added to SBRT across both PD-L1 positive and PD-L1 negative tumor populations. Therapeutic approach in NeoCheckRay trial, four-arm randomized design comparing neoadjuvant SBRT with and without immunotherapy agents. SBRT's durvalumab oleclumab arm 1, SBR plus durvalumab arm 2, SBR plus oleclumab arm 3, SBRT alone arm 4. Source: Nature Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Expanding immunotherapy options in ER+HER2- disease. Hormone receptor positive breast cancer, which accounts for the majority of breast cancer diagnoses, has historically received limited benefit from immune checkpoint inhibitors as monotherapy. According to the NeoCheckRay trial published in Nature Medicine, the combination of stereotactic body radiation therapy with durvalumab appears to overcome this therapeutic limitation by creating a more immunogenic tumor microenvironment through targeted radiation. The rationale for combining SBRT with durvalumab rests on established mechanistic principles. Stereotactic radiation induces localized tumor cell death and antigen release, while simultaneously triggering inflammatory pathways that may sensitize the tumor to checkpoint inhibition. The trial's findings in both PD-L1 positive and PD-L1 negative populations are particularly significant, as they suggest that immunotherapy response in this context may not depend solely on baseline PD-L1 expression, a critical distinction from anti-PD-L1 monotherapy trials in other malignancies. Anti-CD73 antibody and immunosuppressive pathway targeting. The NeoCheckRay trial also evaluated oleclumab, a novel anti-CD73 monoclonal antibody, as a potential complementary agent to enhance immunotherapy efficacy. CD73 is an ectonucleotidase that catalyzes the conversion of adenosine monophosphate to immunosuppressive adenosine in the tumor microenvironment, a mechanism distinct from PD-L1/PD-1 checkpoint signaling. The inclusion of oleclumab reflects growing recognition that targeting multiple immunosuppressive pathways may improve response rates in otherwise refractory tumors. This dual pathway approach, simultaneous inhibition of PD-L1 and CD73 pathways, addresses a key limitation of single-agent immunotherapy in solid tumors. Intrinsic and adaptive immune resistance mechanisms operate through multiple, sometimes redundant, pathways. The trial results, as published in Nature Medicine, suggest that this combinatorial strategy warrants further investigation, though the specific magnitude of benefit attributable to oleclumab in the four-arm design requires detailed analysis of arm-specific outcomes. Clinical implications and patient selection. For patients with early-stage ER+HER2- breast cancer, the NeoCheckRay findings offer an evidence-based rationale for considering neoadjuvant SBRT-based immunotherapy combinations as part of multimodal treatment planning. Current standard of care for early-stage ER+HER2- disease typically emphasizes endocrine therapy, chemotherapy, and surgery, with limited incorporation of immune-based approaches. The trial data presented in Nature Medicine suggests that appropriately selected patients, particularly those with unfavorable prognostic features or residual disease risk, may benefit from neoadjuvant immune-modulating SBRT. The finding that PD-L1 status does not predict response to the durvalumab SBRT combination is clinically important, as it suggests that routine PD-L1 testing may not be necessary for treatment selection in this context. This contrasts with anti-PD-L1 monotherapy across many cancer types, where PD-L1 expression guides patient stratification. For clinicians evaluating early-stage ER+ HER2- patients, the implication is that immunogenicity of the tumor microenvironment can be therapeutically modulated through radiation and immunotherapy combinations, independent of baseline checkpoint ligand expression. Durvalumab, combined with neoadjuvant SBRT, produced encouraging clinical responses in early-stage ER+ HER2- breast cancer, including in patients with PD-L1 negative tumors, addressing a therapeutic gap in hormone receptor-positive disease. NeoCheckRay Investigators, Nature Medicine, June 2026. Broader context: shifting the immunotherapy paradigm in breast cancer breath. The NeoCheckRay trial sits within a broader landscape of clinical investigation aimed at expanding immunotherapy efficacy across breast cancer subtypes. While checkpoint inhibitor-based combinations have shown clear benefit in triple-negative breast cancer, notably as described in trials of pembrolizumab-based regimens, similar advances in ER-HER2-MSS disease have been slower and more limited. The combination of focal radiation therapy with systemically delivered immunotherapy represents a mechanistically rational approach to overcoming the relative immunological coldness of luminal breast cancers. The results also inform ongoing discussion about the optimal sequencing and combination of multimodal therapies in early-stage breast cancer. Neoadjuvant treatment approaches offer the advantage of permitting in vivo assessment of treatment response and potential biomarker discovery before definitive surgery. The NeoCheckRay design, combining SBRT with durvalumab and oleclumab in a neoadjuvant window, represents an efficient means of generating response data while maintaining the opportunity for pathological complete response assessment postoperatively. As summarized in Nature Medicine, the trial also underscores the importance of targeting immunosuppressive microenvironment factors beyond checkpoint ligands. The adenosine pathway, inhibited by anti-CD73 antibodies like oleclumab, represents one of several immunoregulatory mechanisms exploited by tumors to evade immune surveillance. Future trials will likely expand this combinatorial approach to include other immunosuppressive pathways, such as transforming growth factor beta, TGF-beta, signaling, and indoleamine 2,3-dioxygenase IDA inhibition. What this means for patients: early-stage ER+ HER2- breast cancer patients with unfavorable prognostic features may now have access to neoadjuvant SBRT immunotherapy combinations in clinical trials and potentially clinical practice, offering an additional treatment option beyond standard chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. Discuss with your oncologist whether enrollment in trials evaluating these combinations is appropriate for your individual case. For clinicians, the NeoCheckRay data support consideration of neoadjuvant SBRT-based immunotherapy in early-stage ER+ HER2- patients, particularly those with high-risk features. PD-L1 status may not be necessary for patient selection in this context. Multidisciplinary team discussion involving medical oncology, radiation oncology, and surgery is essential for appropriate patient selection and sequencing with systemic therapy. For policymakers, this trial identifies a novel treatment paradigm for the majority of breast cancer patients, ER+ disease. Health systems should prepare infrastructure and training to support delivery of neoadjuvant SBRT immunotherapy combinations as evidence accumulates. Regulatory pathways for approval of oleclumab and other anti-CD73 agents will determine speed of clinical implementation in this indication. Frequently asked questions: what is stereotactic body radiation therapy, SBRT, and how does it differ from conventional radiation, SBRT delivers high doses of radiation to a precisely defined tumor target over a small number of fractions, typically 5 to 8 treatments, compared to conventional radiation therapy, which often involves 25 to 35 daily fractions of lower doses. SBRT's hypofractionated approach causes greater tumor cell death and releases higher amounts of tumor-associated antigens, which can trigger immune system activation when combined with checkpoint inhibitors. The technique is particularly suited to early-stage cancers with limited disease burden. Why are ER plus HER2 minus cancers considered less responsive to immunotherapy than triple negative breast cancers? ER plus HER2 minus, luminal, breast cancers are characterized by lower tumor mutational burden, fewer infiltrating immune cells, and a less immunologically active microenvironment compared to triple negative tumors. These intrinsic differences in immunogenicity mean that checkpoint inhibitor monotherapy has shown limited benefit in this subtype. The NeoCheckRay approach addresses this by using SBRT to artificially increase immunogenicity, essentially converting a cold tumor microenvironment into one more receptive to checkpoint blockade. What is CD73, and why does blocking it matter in cancer immunotherapy? CD73 is an enzyme that produces adenosine, a molecule that suppresses immune cell function in the tumor microenvironment. By blocking CD73 with oleclumab, researchers aim to reduce adenosine production and permit immune cells, particularly T cells, to mount a more effective anti-tumor response. This represents a complementary strategy to PD-L1/PD-1 blockade, targeting a different immunosuppressive pathway. The NeoCheckRay trial tests whether dual pathway blockade, PD-L1 plus CD73, enhances clinical benefit beyond single pathway inhibition. The NeoCheckRay trial marks an important step toward expanding evidence-based immunotherapy options in hormone receptor-positive breast cancer, the most common breast cancer subtype. Ongoing analysis of response biomarkers, immune cell profiling, and long-term outcomes will further clarify optimal patient selection and determine whether these findings translate into sustained clinical benefit and improved disease-free and overall survival. Clinicians and patients should monitor results from potential phase 3 confirmatory trials and regulatory review processes for durvalumab and oleclumab in this indication, as expanded access may follow successful phase 2 readouts. Source: neoadjuvant stereotactic body radiation therapy with durvalumab and oleclumab in ER plus HER2 mice breast cancer, a randomized phase 2 trial, Nature Medicine, June 25, 2026.